The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that works with energy conservation at Chatham Park.
I am very excited about our guest. Chuck and I are joined today by Jody Moore. Jody is with Rocky River Bees. Chuck, will you start, give a brief introduction of what you do with the project?
My name is Chuck Smith. I've been with Preston Development Company the last 10 years or so, registered as a landscape architect for the last 40 years in this region, and have been involved in the development of this region. And right now my responsibility with Chatham Park is leading the planning and development side of the things that we're doing.
My name is Jody Moore, and I'm with Rocky River Bees. I've been keeping bees since about 2000. I'm a North Carolina master beekeeper. I've been working with Chatham Park in the last year and a half, and we've been getting pollinator stations set up all around.
So, Jody, before we get too far into our conversation, you came to our office. You did a podcast about a year ago, and I knew nothing about bees, pollination, the whole process in which you manage for us. So, let's start at the ground level for our audience who, like me, did not know. Tell us what a pollinator is and explain pollination and how you set up a beehive or that environment for the bees to prosper.
Pollen is basically like a sperm cell, and that is how plants reproduce. Pollen has to travel from that one plant to another, so that some plants are cross-pollinated, which means one blossom needs to pollinate another blossom, and other plants are self-pollinated. Tomatoes are a good example of a self-pollinated plant. They don't really need to be visited by a bee, and that bee needs to go to another flower to pollinate it. In the case of tomato plants, they're buzz-pollinated. A bee that lands on a tomato blossom and just by the vibration of its wings causes the pollen to let go, it fertilizes itself. Many other plants are cross-pollinated, which means a bee or another pollinator literally needs to land on that flower, pick up pollen from that flower, and then goes and visits another flower where it deposits that pollen. And it's not a purposeful thing. It's just that pollen is covering that bee, and when it lands on that other flower, pollination takes place. That's the process. And for any plant to reproduce, it needs to be pollinated one way or another. There's all kinds of different types of pollination, but honeybees are, if you ever look at one under a microscope, they've got branched hairs that cover their body. So they are really just designed to pollinate. Bees are already bringing pollen back to the hive. You can look at it as baby food. That's really, that's what they use it for. It's something that they collect, but it's also something that they inadvertently share when they visit multiple flowers. So that's how the pollination process takes place.
When we asked you to help us with this, we knew we had pollinator plants. We knew we were focusing on creating food sources. We didn't ask you to come out and you're like a bee whisperer and they all just sort of follow you in the sky and they come to this hive you created. How did that happen? Are you starting back at your farm and building a hive?
Acquiring bees and starting with something instead of just attracting them from the wild, that's really where it all begins. So at my bee farm, I have multiple hives, and we were just speaking about splitting hives in the spring. That's how I increase my numbers. So when someone is going to start a beehive from scratch, there's two terms we need to clarify. There's bee hives, which is the wooden box that the bees live in, and then there is a bee colony that occupies that box. Basically, we have to start with the right woodenware, which is we're basically housing these bees to where they can be managed. Then we need to populate it. So by doing splits in the spring, where we're dividing one strong hive into two or possibly three smaller hives, then those smaller hives will all build in population as the season goes on.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.